Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Library Book by Susan Orlean. Read by the author.
For Edith Orlean, my past. For Austin Gillespie, my future. Memory believes before knowing remembers. William Faulkner, Light in August. And when they ask us what we're doing, you can say, we're remembering. Ray Bradbury, Fahrenheit 451. I've always imagined paradise as a kind of library. Jorge Luis Borges, Dream Tigers. Chapter 1. Stories to Begin On, 1940, by Backmeister, Rhoda W., X808B127. Begin Now to Enjoy Tomorrow, 1951, by Giles, Ray, 362.6G472. A Good Place to Begin, 1987, by Powell, Lawrence Clark, 027.47949P884. To Begin at the Beginning, 1994, by Copenhaver, Martin B., 230C782. Even in Los Angeles, where there is no shortage of remarkable hairdos, Harry Peak attracted attention. He was very blonde, very, very blonde, his lawyer said to me, and then he fluttered his hand across his forehead, performing a pantomime of Peak's heavy swoop of bangs. Another lawyer, who questioned Peak in a deposition, remembered his hair very well. He had a lot of it, she said, and he was very definitely blonde. An arson investigator I met described Peak entering a courtroom with all that hair, as if his hair existed independently. Having a presence mattered a great deal to Harry Omer Peak. He was born in 1959 and grew up in Santa Fe Springs, a town in the Paddle Flat Valley less than an hour southeast of Los Angeles, hemmed in by the Dunn...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?